Now to our story about the strip searching of children in Australia's juvenile jails. The Human Rights Law Centre says it has new figures which show that children are being subjected to regular and unnecessary strip searches that are damaging their mental health. Last week, there was a violent 21-hour riot at one youth detention centre on the New South Wales Central Coast, as Victoria Pengilly reports.
From the age of 16, Tommy was in and out of the juvenile justice system, mostly for stealing cars and credit cards. He spent most of his time at the Frank Baxter Juvenile Justice Centre on the New South Wales Central Coast. He describes his life inside as tough. There was violence and loneliness, but he says possibly the worst thing he had to endure were the strip searches.
Well, going in and out is probably like the only awkward bit, and visits. That was the only bit I really didn't kind of mainly like because of the strip searches.
Tommy is now 18 and tells me he now stays out of trouble and says the strip searches were a routine and regular part of his life inside Baxter.
That's after visits, coming in and out.
He says he was strip searched 3 to 4 times a week inside the centre. He claims nothing was ever found on him and that the strip searching process caused further psychological trauma in other inmates who had suffered emotional abuse.
Like my friend, when he was younger, he had trauma and was abused. Have to be strip searched by older men, it was pretty taunting on him.
The Frank Baxter Detention Centre was the scene of a violent riot last week. Inmates armed themselves with garden tools and makeshift knives, attacking other detainees and eventually barricading themselves on a rooftop for 21 hours. It's prompted calls for a rethink on juvenile justice in New South Wales. But some advocates are concerned there will be a further clampdown on strip searches, saying they just add to the stresses within an already pressurised system. According to the State Justice Department, children are asked to remove their clothes when they're admitted to a centre or when they come back after going to court or hospital, as well as visits with family. But new data obtained by the Human Rights Law Centre indicates that most of these searches in prisons find very little contraband. In just 1 month period, 403 searches were conducted at two New South Wales centres with only one item, a ping pong ball, found. Monique Hurley is from the Human Rights Law Centre.
The data shows that excessive amounts of searches are taking place and that they're taking place on a routine basis, and that is identifying only very minimal contraband.
And she says young people trapped in the criminal justice system are often more likely to have backgrounds of trauma, to have experienced sexual assault or struggle with their mental health.
The cohort of young people that are often trapped in the criminal justice system are children that are more likely than other kids to have had backgrounds of trauma, so obviously being subjected to an unnecessary practice of having to remove all your clothes over and over again in front of adult prison guards can have a really re-traumatising and harmful impact.
In a statement, Youth Justice New South Wales says it conducts partially clothed body searches. The statement also said staff are never alone with young people and staff members conducting partially clothed searches are observed at all times. The New South Wales Minister for Families and Communities, Gareth Ward, also says the security and safety of staff and detainees is paramount and that searches are entirely appropriate.
Victoria Pengilly reporting.